I should have known, but I was still surprised. The title of the exhibit mounted by the British Library was sacred. And just like the title declared, the exhibit was a display of religious manuscripts from Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The exhibition included explanation about the various manuscripts, where they were written, when they were written. But what I didn't see was a scholarly explanation of how the text first came into being. The underlying assumption seemed to be about the Hebrew Scripture, New Testament, and the Quran was in fact that they were sacred, created through some divine act, and that they accurately reflected God's will. This struck me as odd. Here I was in one of the great research libraries in the world, and while they described how a specific manuscript was produced, there was no clear and open discussion about the origin of the sacred texts themselves. For example, the explanation given regarding the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, was the traditional Jewish belief held today by a minority of the Jewish community, that Moses received the Torah directly from God on Sinai. Biblical scholarship paints a very different picture of the Torah. Biblical scholars understand that the text of the Torah was created over hundreds of years in different parts of what is now known as Israel by different groups with different religious and political agendas. I would in fact argue that a text actually makes more sense when it's read with this understanding. Scholars of Christianity and Islam could also talk about the evolutionary nature of their sacred text as well. I think it's revealing that the exhibit didn't include this type of information. Certainly, fundamentalists of each of these traditions would have been offended and cried, "Foul! How dare you challenge the authenticity and sacred status of my text?" And in fact, that's the problem. Out of respect and perhaps a bit of fear, the origins of religious texts aren't discussed enough in modern society. Religious texts are allowed to stand and serve as guidelines and authoritative religious practice without asking, who really wrote them and why? Thus, religious leaders can simply quote a verse from a sacred text and say, this is the way it should be, it must be, because this is what God wants. See, it's written right here. Biblical scholarship points to a different reality, that in fact these texts were all of human origin and were created to respond to the needs and times in which they were written. An exhibit of beautiful religious manuscripts is valuable, but even more essential is a scholarly understanding of the origins of such texts, and to know that, in fact, it was people who wrote them. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.